God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, 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 and yes, even you. We're thanking God for another day, and we thank you for joining us this morning for the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you allow God to do it. You give him 15 minutes, and he will give you power. He will give you strength. He will give you encouragement through the word of God. Before we jump in, let us talk to the Lord. Father, we bless you and we give you glory today. We thank you, O God, for being our strength, for being a strength like no other. We thank you for last night's slumber. We thank you for keeping us and covering us all through the night. We didn't have to keep getting up and shaking our door to see if it was accessible to anyone to get in to injure us or to take anything away from us. God, we didn't have to keep waking up to see if our heart was still beating. We didn't have to keep waking up and walking through the house to see if you were keeping our family safe. God, because you are a God that never sleeps, you're a God that never slumbers, and God, you ensured that we were safe and protected on last night. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, that we did not end up in someone's newspaper article on this morning. You have been gracious. You've been kind to us. Even when we haven't been faithful to you, you have been faithful to us, and we give you praise for that. Now, God, as we jump into your word on this morning, God, we pray that your word would speak to us in places, God, that need speaking to. God, that it will water places that have become dry. God, that it will strengthen places that have become weak. God, that it would do exactly what it is that you set it out to do. God, we bless you today. God, we reverence you. We glorify you today, God, for those that have dialed in on this morning, those that may have sleepy eyes still, God, rubbing their eyes and trying to get some semblance of sense about this morning. God, wake up their minds, wake up their hearts to be able to receive what you have for them on today. God, let them not leave empty-handed. And God, we know that they won't, because your word will accomplish what you set it out to do. And God, we give you reverence. We give you praise. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we do ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen. As always, we thank God, as Paul said, for my very remembrance of you on today. On this morning, let's jump to the Gospel of St. John. Gospel of John, going to the 15th chapter, we'll be starting at the first verse. John 15, starting at verse 1. We'll start in the New American Standard Version, and we may read a version or more, too, as we go on. John 15, starting at verse 1. From the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows: I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, so it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. I will read from the New Living Translation, but I'm actually going to start at verse 5. I'll start at verse 4. Verse 4 from the New Living Translation, still John 15, starting at verse 4. This version reads as this, starting at verse 4, John 15. Remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to talk to you about remaining in Jesus. Remaining in Jesus. You all, let's zero in on verse 5. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. In this passage, Jesus uses the imagery of a vine and branches to illustrate the deep connection that believers must have in Jesus. That word abide or remain, we've heard both of them. Those words are key here. But what does it really mean to remain in Jesus? It means, that Greek word meno means to stay, to continue, to dwell. You're familiar with the word dwell. It gives that sense of ongoing, continuous connection, not just on Sunday, not just on Bible study night, not just when you do your devotion in the morning, but an ongoing, continuous connection. So that means when Jesus says, remain in me, he is calling for us to stay connected to him, not just for a moment, but continually, not just one time. It's a constant, intimate relationship with him. Remaining in him is about living in constant dependence on him. So that means just as the vine cannot survive if it's disconnected from the vine, the branch can't survive if it's disconnected from the vine, we cannot, hear me now, you cannot thrive spiritually unless you remain connected to Jesus. Notice I didn't say unless you keep coming to church on Sunday. I said unless you remain connected to Jesus. Now, you coming on Sunday, you coming to Bible study, you coming and listening to the Word of God on the Power Nugget helps you to understand what we need to do to remain. But you got to remain connected to Jesus, because the branch gets its nutrients, its life, its ability to bear fruit from the vine. And just like that, we draw our spiritual life, our strength, from our relationship with Jesus. Why? Why do we need to remain? Well, Jesus made it clear in this passage, apart from me, you can do nothing. You all, that's so powerful. Without Jesus, you can try all you want to live a fruitful life. All you want, but it's going to be in vain. You may be able to achieve worldly success, but if you're not connected to Jesus, whatever you do will not produce lasting spiritual fruit. That's why Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things not through my intelligence, not through my money, not through my job, not through my marriage, not through my kids, but through him, through Christ, who strengthens me. You are our strength, and our ability to live out what God is calling for us to do comes directly from Jesus. I keep trying, but I can't seem to get it right, because you keep trying without trying Jesus. Without his strength, we are powerless. But when we remain in him, we overcome obstacles. We grow in faith. And guess what, you all? We bear fruit. So what does this thing look like? What does remaining look like as we're walking this thing out in shoe leather, as we're walking this thing out day by day? The first thing is we have daily communion with God. I'm not talking about the bread and the juice. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about connecting with Him, constant, intentional, deliberate efforts of connecting with Him. Spending time in prayer, reading His Word, seeking His guidance. You all, the Word tells us in Psalms 1 that His delight, meaning our delight, is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates day and night. And that is what the Scripture says, where He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields fruit in its season. We have to remain in God. We have to be in prayer, talking to Him, reading His Word, understanding what He desires from us, meditating on His Word, allowing it to shape our thoughts, allowing it to shape our actions, our desires. Why does it need to shape our desires? Well, what did the Word of God say? The Word of God says that if we do these things, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. Well, if you're asking something that is adverse to His Word, don't expect to get that. You have to know what His Word is asking you to do and what His Word is desiring of you. And then you will ask Him according to His Word. We need to know what His Word is asking for so it shapes our desires and we ask what it is that His Word desires for us. We need to be obedient to His will. That's an important aspect of remaining in Jesus, obedience. When we walk in step with the Holy Ghost, we are called to live according to God's Word. The Word tells us that we are to keep His commandments. The one who keeps His commandments abide in Him, and He in Him. That's what the Word of God tells us in 1 John 3. We know this, that He abides in us by the Spirit whom He has given us. Our obedience shows that we are living in fellowship with Jesus. You all will bear fruit. Isn't that what the Scripture tells us in John 15? When we remain in Him, we will bear much fruit. Well, what kind of fruit is He talking about? Well, Galatians 5 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruits, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All those things you keep saying you want and saying that you're having a hard time with comes out of remaining in Jesus. Those qualities are evidence that we are abiding, we are remaining in Jesus. When your life bears that fruit, it's going to glorify God. It's going to reflect His character. They're going to see God in you. And then you all remaining means that we're completely and absolutely relying on His strength. When we face challenges, obstacles, we're tempted to rely on ourselves. But what does Proverbs 3 tell us? To not lean on our own understanding. We are encouraged to lean on Jesus in time of trouble. But you all, when we don't remain, when we don't abide in Him, verse 6 tells us of the consequence. Anyone that doesn't abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. When we disconnect ourselves from Jesus, that's what happens. We begin to wither spiritually. We lose the ability to bear fruit, and eventually we become spiritually dry. So you all, we've got to make it a daily commitment to stay connected to Jesus. It's about making time. It's about aligning our hearts with Him. It's about walking in obedience to His Word. It's not always easy. I'd be lying to you if I said that it was easy. But you all, it is necessary. If we want to live fruitful, meaningful lives that glorify God. Listen, are you remaining in Him? Are you drawing your strength from him? Are you getting your guidance from him? Are you being nourished from him daily? Or are you still trying to live your life on your own terms, disconnected from the vine? You all, make it a point. Make it your point to remain in Jesus. Be intentional, and I promise you, whatever you try to do in him, he will do it in you. Let's pray. God, we glorify you today, and we thank you. Thank you for your word today that reminds us that we cannot live, abide, remain away from you. Forgive us for the times that we try to live life on our own terms apart from you. God, draw us back in with you. And God, we will stay connected to the vine. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.